Okay, we are on Daf Kuf Yud Ches Amud Aleph, but we're starting from Daf Kuf Yud Zayin Amud Beis on the bottom, the last few words, Tnan. Yesterday, we had a machlokes between Rav Chidka and the rabbis. Now what, how many meals a person has to eat on Shabbos? The rabbis say 3 meals on Shabbos, Rav Chidka says 4. So Gemara now wants to try and bring arguments pro and con. Tanan, we learned Nafled Leikub Leil Shabbos. If we learned in our Mishnah, if a fire breaks out on the nighttime, nighttime of Shabbos, Matzilim Mazel Gimel Sudos, you can save enough for 3 meals. Now, 1 second, Myla, what's that talking about? Deloach, isn't that talking where he hasn't eaten yet? And still, how much? What's the amount you can save? 3. So you see, it's 3 meals and not 4. Okay, lo, dochel, no, it's already, he already ate the Friday night meal. Then he saves 3 meals. So you see, altogether, it's 4 meals for Shabbos. I give me the Gemara again, Akash, says, in the morning, you can save enough for 2 meals. My love, deloachel, isn't that when he hasn't eaten yet? And still, it's only 2 meals. So that's 1 at night, 2 in the daytime, altogether 3, not like Rechitka. No, dochel, it's already 8 already. So he already ate 2 meals. Now he's going to save 2 meals. It's 4 meals. Gemara says, come on, one more time. He says, let me take a look. The mincha, you said what? By mincha in the afternoon time, if the fire broke out, matzilim mazon sudachas, you save how much? 1 meal. Malav deloachas, that way he hasn't eaten yet. So he ate 1 meal Friday night, 1 meal in the morning. He hasn't eaten in the afternoon, and he's saving 1 meal. So you see altogether it's 3 meals. No. The Gemara says, no. The achal, it's ready to eat the third meal, and still he's saving now for the fourth meal on Shabbos. Says Gemara, 1 second. Muhammad Tani Seifa, since the end of the Mishnah taught Rabbi Yossi Omer, Lo'olam Matzile and Shalosh Sudas, he says, no, you can always save 3 no matter what you've eaten. But you see, because he says, everyone agrees Shabbos is 3 meals. The question is, can you always save 3 meals or not? Okay, so you see that Rabbi Yossi says, you can always save 3 meals. Okay, the other opinion, you can't always save 3 meals. It depends how much time has passed, how many meals have already passed. But you see that the max of Shabbos is 3 meals. That's the point. The answer, okay, that implies that the Tanakhama held shalosh really. He also held 3. Everybody holds 3 is the max, like I just explained. Ela mechavarta, it's more satisfactory to explain maslisin the lo kari chidka. Our Mishnah is not like a chidka; it's only like the rabbis. It's the our Mishnah holds the opinion that Shabbos is 3 meals. I behadit nam. 1 second. What are you going to do with what we learned? The following, we have a mission. Mishi Yesh Sudos. They used to give out. Every city had a setup for giving charity. So they had a daily charity, which was to collect food and give it out for people for that day, 2 meals. Or they had a weekly charity that would give money so people could have their 14 meals for 2 a day for 7 days a week. It would be given out weekly. Well, other tonight we learned Mishi Yesh Lamazon Shtei Sudos. If a person, Rachmanis, is poor, but he has 2 meals, Lo Yitol Manat. He shouldn't take from the daily food distribution. He doesn't need it. He has 2 meals. They give out 2 meals. Abasre, but if he has 14 meals, lo yitol man hakupa, then he shouldn't take from the weekly fund because he has it. He has food for the week. He doesn't have to take. They give out 14 meals a week. He has it. Money. Now, who's that according to? Lo rabbanan v'lo rab chidka. That's not going to fit according to other opinion we learned above. Why? Because if you need 2 meals a day for 7 days, new on Shabbos, according to the rabbis, you need an extra meal. So you need how much? 14. You need 15 meals. According to the Chidka, you need 16 meals. Why? Because you have to add an extra meal for Shabbos, according to the rabbis. And you have to add 2 extra meals for Chidka. So Gemara says why? Is why? Because I rabban if the rabbis chamesh haven. You have to give the poor person 15 meals. Rabbi Chidka shitrei haven. If according to the Chidka, you have to give him 16 meals, not 14. You're always going to every week is going to include a Shabbos. Gemara says, no, la'ola rabbanan, don't worry, it's the rabbis. I said, how could the rabbis get by with 14 meals? Don't you have to add a meal for Shabbos? The answer is, darminale, because we say to him, my debais lemecha bapuki Shabbat, what you're going to eat on the Saturday night after Shabbos, achlim Shabbos, eat a little earlier on Shabbos afternoon. You're not going to be hungry, you're not going to go hungry, that may be hungry, but go hungry, because he'll eat it towards the evening. So, okay, so therefore, it's not a problem. They give 2 meals a day, and the Saturday night meal, eat Saturday late afternoon. Okay? I lame. So now, okay, but then that can fit nicely according to the rabbis. What are you going to do, Rav Chidka? You still got to produce another meal for Shabbos, okay? Below Rav Chidka, so lame rabbanan he below Rav Chidka. So we're going to say, oh, maybe it's only the rabbis and not Rav Chidka. Now Gemara says, I feel the term Rav Chidka. I can even say that the 14 meal distribution even matches Rav Chidka. How can that be? I mean, because we say to him, in addition to the fact that we told you, according to the rabbis, you have to take the Saturday night meal, eat it Shabbos afternoon. My debais the mechav b'malei Shabbata, what you would have eaten Friday morning, Achlei l'urta, eat that Friday night. So now the Friday morning meal eats it Friday night. Friday night meal, Friday morning. Friday morning meal later. Huh?
There's two meals.
So he pushes, the one he would have eaten Friday night, he pushes to Saturday morning. He takes the Friday morning one, eats it Friday night. The Friday night pushes Saturday morning. And now he's got one extra for Shabbos. And then he takes the Saturday night like the rabbis and brings it to the daytime. Now he's got two extra meals for Shabbos. Okay, so that's what you tell him. So we eat it. So what you want to eat Friday morning then? I said, 1 second. You want to tell me, according to Bechitka, Bekuli, Yom, Demal, Shabbos, Batanis, Mosvino, we're going to have the guy fasting all Friday? He eats no breakfast, no daytime meal on Friday, has to fast until Friday night? Ella, it's too hard to say that. Ella Hamani, you have to say that really that whole Mishnah is according to Rabbi Akiva. It's according to Rabbi Akiva. Why is that? The Amar say Shabbat Chol. Rabbi Akiva held that it's more correct to make Shabbos like a weekday. If it's a question of taking charity and making the three meals on Shabbos, or according to Rav Chitka, four meals on Shabbos, rather than two meals on the Shabbos day, rather than two meals. For Friday, two meals for Shabbos, I would say correctly, better to do that. Rabbi Akiva, don't take charity to make it. Even though you're right, it's a mitzvah to add a meal. According to the rabbis, add one meal on Shabbos. According to the Rabbi Chitka, to add two meals on Shabbos. But that's only if you have the money. But it's not necessary. In order, we don't do that. Rabbi Akiva holds, you don't take charity in order to do that. Hi, v'hadetanan. What about we learned the following? Ein pochasin la'ani over makam lakam. If a person is traveling through our town, and he's not going to sleep there, so we don't give him less, the poor person, mikikar, bepunya. We have to give him one loaf that sells for a punyon, me'arba asim besela. When the flour sells for four saws with a seller. In other words, we give him less than that amount of food. I mean, that's essentially two meals. Lon, if he's going to sleep over, nosilir panasa lina. We have to give enough money to for lodging. We'll see in a second what that means, to sleep over, to pay for the sleeping quarters. Vim Shabbos, if he's going to stay for Shabbos, nosilir mos shows to this. We have to give him three meals for Shabbos. Lame Rabbanan, he Rabbi Lo Chitka said clearly three meals. So we're going to say that's only according to Rabbanan, not according to Rabbi Chitka. No, the olam Rabbi Chitka. We can say it's also Rabbi Chitka. Why? The poor man shows up. He shows up not without anything. He has a meal in his pocket. So okay, Darmina, we say to him, here the meal you have, you eat on Shabbos also. So if you have one meal, eat on Shabbos. We'll give you three. So we give you four according to Rabbi Chitka. And then when he leaves, we leave without any meal. We leave with nothing. He's going to leave town hungry. The answer is the malvinin le su de bade. No, we send him along a meal to accompany him with a meal. When he leaves, we give him a meal after Shabbos to take along the road. My parnassus lina. What we said over here, you have to give him, if he sleeps over, you have to give him enough money for sleeping over. Amar papa, what does that mean? What's that money for? Purya, to buy a bed, to rent a bed, ubeisadya, and also to have something to put under his head, a cushion to put under his head. Tana rabbanim, we learn karashachal behem arbis. We learn plates that you use, the tableware that you use, the plates that you use on Friday night, madichon lechol b'hem shachas. You gotta wash them in order to eat them for Shabbos morning. You need it for Shabbos. Shachas madichon lechol b'hem tzarayim. The ones you ate in the Shabbos morning meal, you can wash them to eat in the afternoon. It's for Shabbos. But tzarayim madichon lechol b'hem b'mincha. The afternoon meal, you can use it to eat by mincha time. Also, what? Still on Shabbos. But once you ate the last meal, the mincha time meal, you ate on Shabbos, shuv and a madiach, you don't wash them any further. You don't wash them anymore. Why? Because now you're washing for a weekday. You're not allowed to wash on Shabbos for the weekday. Avol kosas, we continue with tzolichos. These are all things that we use for drinking. Drinking glasses and also a thing that they use, like a ladle to drink and water containers, all kinds of things for drinking. You can wash them with abandon. You can wash them all day long without thinking about it. You have to worry about it. Why the fisha in keba lishtia? There's no set time for drinking. You can drink any minute, the last second of Shabbos. So we don't have to say, oh, you finished with mealtime thing. We know you ate the last meal. Stop washing. You're washing for after Shabbos. But by drinking any moment, you can, the last second, you can always be drinking. There we always allowed to wash the drinking utensils. Okay, Amrav Shimon Pazi, Amrav Yeshua ben Levi, Mishum Bar Kapra, says, call him a kaim shalosh shuz b'shabbat, nitzol b'shuz pranios. Every person who fulfills the three meals on Shabbos, he is saved from three misfortunes. Mechevlo shel Mashiach, from the birth pangs of the Mashiach, Umidina shel Gehenim, from the punishment of Gehenim, umechemes Gog u'Magog, and the war of Gog u'Magog. Where do we see it? Mechevlo shel Mashiach, where do we see that he's saved from the pangs of the Mashiach? Ksiv Hachal, because it's written by Shabbos Yom, we had the Pasuk yesterday, Yom, uksiv Hasam, also there, by the pangs of Mashiach, hinei anochi shelech lech mazeh lehu anavi, lefnei bo Yom, etc., before the day of that day, Yom, also, so the word Yom and Yom tells me what? So therefore, you eat the three meals of Shabbos, you'll be saved from the Yom pains of the Mashiach. Bidina shel Gehenim, he's saved from the din of Gehenim. Ksiv Hachal Yom, again, Yom, that's the Pasuk we learn, you know, Yom, you know, eating three meals. It says by the Pasuk of Shabbos, Yom, uksiv Hasam, when it comes to the din of Gehenim, it says Yom Evra HaYomahu, that day, a day of anger. That's the day of the punishment of the Gehenim. Mechemes Gog u'Magog, the word Gog u'Magog, Ksiv Hachal Yom, again, by Shabbos, written Yom, day, uksiv Hasam, Yom Shal Gog, the day that Gog comes. So all three things are compared by the word Yom, and therefore the person with Kaim, the three meals on Shabbos, that person will be saved from these three misfortunes. Amar Rav Yochum Mishum Rav Yossi, he called Manigas a Shabbos, Nosin Lo Nachle B'Li Mitzorim. Every person who rejoices in the Shabbos, who takes pleasure in Shabbos, as he's supposed to, he will be given an inheritance without any borders, without any boundaries, unlimited. Shenemar, as it says, Us tisnanag Hashem, you're going to rejoice in Hashem or take pleasure in Hashem. V'yakavticha abomasi aretz, and I'm going to place you, I'll sit you upon the high places of the earth. V'achalticha, and I will sustain you, I'll feed you. Nachlas Yaakov abicha, with the nachla, with the inheritance of what? Of Yaakov, your father. So you notice it's, in other words, notice Yaakov and not Avram and Yitzhak. We see what's the difference. Lo ka Avram, I'm not going to give you the inheritance. Not like Avram, Shekosubo, where it's written about him. Kumis halak baratz le'erko. Go walk this land, its length and its width, etc. But that's it. That's the amount he's giving. Okay? Velo ki Yitzhak. And not like Yitzhak, Shekosubo, where his inheritance is written. Ki l'chol ha'zaracha, to you and your children, attain us, kol ha'artos ha'el. I will give these, all of these lands, these and no more. Ella ki Yaakov, no, not like those inherited, but the inheritance of Yaakov, Shekosub, where it's written, Ufaratzlo, you'll burst out, Yoma, to the west, Vekema, to the east, Safona, to the north, Benegba, and to the south, and doesn't give any limit. That's the inheritance a person will get, without any limits. Rav Nachum by Yitzhak Amar, Nitzo B'Shibud Golis, he says the person will be saved from the subjugation of the exile, in the exile. Ksiv Hachal, because it's written, when it says that you'll take pleasure in Hashem, V'yakavticha al-bomasei aretz, and I will place you upon the high place of the earth, and it's Ksiv Hachal, it's written over there, that what? V'ata al-bomasei mutidruch, and you're going to tread on their high places, not them on you. You're going to be on top, and not them. So he adds a point also, all this for taking pleasure and rejoicing in the Shabbos. Am Rabbi Yehuda, Am Rav, Kol Manei Shabbos, and those, every person who takes pleasure in Shabbos, and rejoices in the Shabbos, knows Slim Lo, Mishal Slim, he gets the desires of his heart. Shneva said, L'Sanag Hashem, again, to rejoice, take pleasure in Hashem, V'yitei Lecha, Mishal Slim, and he will give you the desires of your heart. Oneg Zeri Yodeyama, now what is that though? But what is that Oneg? I don't know what it is. Kishu Omer, when it says, V'karasa L'Shabbos Oneg, call Shabbos, Oneg, taking pleasure, rejoicing, Havi Omer Ze Oneg Shabbos, that is the taking pleasure of Shabbos. B'me'ma Angos, how does a person take the pleasure in Shabbos? How does he rejoice the Shabbos? Rabbi Yehuda Breidu Rabbi Shmuel Barshilas Mishmei D'Rav Omar, he says, I'll tell you, do you eat really nice things? B'taf Shal Shatradin, to have this beet dish, which apparently is very chashev, with Dagim Gdolim, a big fish, Rashi Shuman, and heads of garlic, which are very chashev by them, very important. Rav Chia Bar Ashi Omar, Afilu Davar Mu'urach Chod Shabbos HaSo, even a little thing, he says, even a small thing, but if you did it for the honor of Shabbos, how is that? That's also called taking pleasure, rejoicing in the Shabbos. Mahi, what's that? That was the dish we mentioned a lot of times, our papa, kasa d'harsana. What is kasa d'harsana? These are little fishes that you take the oil from their innards and you fry them in with kemach. Yeah. So every person who keeps the Shabbos according to its halacha, properly, afilo obed avodah zarah kador enosh, even if he did avodah zarah like the generation of Enosh, which is really terrible, considered terrible avodah zarah, seeing as how they were in the presence of Adam Harishon, they saw the first man created, they were still worshiping avodah zarah. Even if he does avodah zarah that bad, mochli lo And he's forgiven. They forgive him. Shneimar says, Ashi Enosh Yasezos. Happy is the Enosh, the man who does this. Etc. Who keeps the Shabbos mechalalo from profaning it? Atiku mechalalo. Instead of saying he keeps the Shabbos from not to profane it, elamachulo, it is forgiven to him, for him. Amar v'domar Rav, and Mali Shom Yisrael says. Israel Shabbos Rishona, had the Jews kept only that first Shabbos after they were commanded not to carry, Lo Shalta ben Uma Velosha, no nation or tongue could have overcome, could have ruled them. Shenemar says, "Vahibi Yom Shvi Yotzim Menam Leilkot." It was on the seventh day. Some of the people went out to collect the man, and God told them not to. Okay, and what happened? And what happens next? We have a Malik. Then, what's written right after? We have a Malik. That's where a Malik came and attacked him. So we understand it was only because of that that they didn't keep the Shabbos. He said, if the Jews would keep two Shabbos, according to their proper halacha, they would be immediately redeemed. Shenemar says, Kamar Hashem. That's Hashem. So I seem to the eunuchs, who will keep my Shabbos, and what's written afterwards? What's written afterwards? I'll bring them to my holy mountain, and they'll be brought back from the exile. Okay, they'll be redeemed. Amar. Now we're going to see. We're going to be a bunch of things for Rabbi Yossi. Amar Rabbi Yossi, Yehichalki Meochli Shloshos B'Shabbos. My portion should be with those. My portion should be with those who eat three meals on Shabbos. Amar Rabbi Yossi, Yehichalki Migomri Halal B'Choyom. My portion should be with those people who say Halal every day. Ini, what are you talking about? You can say Halal every day. Amar, didn't we learn Akori Halal B'Choyom Harizem B'Chayr from a God? If a person says Halal every day, he belittles Hashem and he blasphemes Hashem. What are you talking about? It's not nice. You're turning the halal into a song. It's a special thing for special occasions. You're turning it into a sing song. You don't say halal every day. No, he says kikar mina pesukah zimra. What he meant was he was talking about the two psalms in the pesukah zimra that we say every day that say halalu Hashem and Hashemayim and halalu kel b'kacho. He meant to say those two tefillin he says every day with the word halal in them. Amar Biyosi said, Yechalkim mispalim im dimdu mechama. My portion to be with those who daven when the sun is red. When is the sun red? The sun's red right after it rises and right before it sets. Those are the times you should daven shachris right after sunrise and mincha right before sunset. Those are special times. Why? Amar Bechir bar Abba, Amar Biyochanan, mitzvah spalim dimdu mechama. He said, it's a mitzvah to daven when the sun is red. Amar Bezeira, Mikra, where do we see a pasuk to indicate it? Because it says, Yerucha im Shemesh, he should fear you with the sun, v'lifnei yerech, and before the moon comes out, dor dorim for generations. So those are the two times, right after Nates to say Shemesh in the morning, and right before Shkia to say Mincha in the afternoon. Rambam Yossi, Yechachi mi'mesei b'chol me'am. My portion would be those people who die from intestinal troubles. Why? Because it's very painful, and the people who go through it, they end up wiping out all. They're getting atonement for all their sins before they die. Okay, the Amar Ma Ruben Shel Tzadikim Meisim B'Chol Me'am. We learn that most tzadikim die from intestinal problems. Why? Intestinal in the end, because that gives them the pain that takes away their sins. Rabbi Yossi Eichalki Mimisei B'Derech Mitzvah. So my portion be with those who are on the way to do a mitzvah. Everybody has a problem. I suppose mitzvah is protect, but they answer the kasha. Furthermore, my portion would be those people who take in Shabbos like they do in Tveria, because Tveria is in the valley, so they take Shabbos very early because the sun disappears behind the mountains. It's ready for them there. They see it's already nighttime by them. They think it's nighttime. And the people who take out Shabbos in Tzipor, they take it very late because they're on the mountaintop. So it's light the very late. So he wants to take it in like Tveria, take it out like Tzipori. Here, there are people in charge of getting people into the base medrash, and there are people in charge of telling him it's time to eat to get them out. He says, my portion would be those people who bring the people into the base medrash. They sit them down below me, my the base medrash, and not the people whose job it is to tell him it's time to eat to get him out of the base medrash. He says, my portion would be the people who collect the tzedakah below me. Not the people who give it out. Why? Because it's a very tough thing to evaluate each person what they need. It's hard to make. Sometimes you think this person needs more, this person needs less. It's a hard call. You'd rather be a collector than a distributor, because distributors have a very hard call to figure out who needs what. Rambo Yossi Hechaki Mimisha Choshinoso said, my portion with those people who are suspected for having done something ve'enwo, and it's not true. Rav Papa ledidi chashdan v'lo havelei. Rav Papa says that's really what happened by him. They suspected him but of doing something wrong, but it wasn't true. Rav Yosei chamesh be'ilus balti v'natati chamish harazim. He says, I had five intercourses and I planted five cedars. He had five wonderful sons. Pardon me, and I planted five cedars in Israel. Maninun, who are they? Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chalafta Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Avtilas Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Nachum Rabbi Yossi. Five. I went second one. Vardika Vardimas, didn't he have a son called Vardimas? He says, no, Haina Vardimas, Haina Menachem. Vardimas was Menachem. Why they call him Vardimas? So the word Verit is a rose. Why they call him Vardimas? Shepon of Dom Leverit. He was rosy. His face looked like a rose. It was really only had five sons. I but one second, what do you mean? He had five intercourses? Lemay of Yossi mitzvah son of Lakim. When he didn't fulfill the set times that he also Tamar Chacham has to be with set times. So he didn't fulfill the set times. And Le'ema Chamesh Pilas Balti Bashanisi. He says, no, five times he had intercourse and he did again. Why? Because we have a rule that if a person has intercourse and repeats, it brings male children. Amrav Yossi, Miyamala Kuisli Ishti Ishti Lashoy Shoy. So all my life I never called my wife, nor did I call my ox. Why? Because he recognizes who what they really are. Ella Lishti basically called my husband, he called his wife, he called my wife my house, because she's the essence of the household, it's the woman, okay? And I called my ox my field, because the essence of the field, the main point of the field is the ox, it's the ox that brings about the crops. Rabbi Yossi says, all my life I never looked at my aver, I never looked at my private part. Any, is that true? If he really had that quality, didn't they ask Rebbe, my time, Rabbi Nakolish, they asked Rebbe, why do people call you our holy rabbi? Amar Lucy said to me, he said, I never looked at my private parts. So one second, if that's true, so Rabbi Yossi also should have been called Rabbi Nakolish. I didn't get the title. And he says, no, but Rebbe Milsach Risi, everybody, because Rebbe, in addition to that, it's true that he didn't, but he also had an extra quality. Was that what? That what? Shiloh Hichnis Yoda Tachas Avnetu. He's so holy that he never lowered his hands below his belt. That was how holy he was, and therefore he got the title. Rabbi Yossi, Miyamilov, oh, Koros Basi. Rabbi Yossi said, Imri Chaluki. Rabbi Yossi said, in all my days, the preafters of my house never saw the seams, the inner of my garment. In other words, he was so sinuous when he had to take off his robe, his chalk, his inner garment, instead of like pulling it inside out and taking it off and leaving himself uncovered, he would cover himself with the blanket and pull it up from his head without uncovering himself. Rabbi Yossi says, I never transgressed what my friends told me. I always do what they said. Yodani ba'atzmi, I know myself, Shani coin. I know I'm not a coin. If my friends would say to me, go up to the duchan, I says, Aniola, I would go up. That's the whole argument here, how he's allowed. Rabbi Yossi says what? Amarti davar b'chazatu l'chai. He said, I never said something and had to. Now, this can be translated two ways. I never said something and afterwards took it back, or I never took something and looked behind me. What's his point? Because he held the opinion that we don't say in the end. He held that anything you'd say in front of a person, you can say in front of other people, as long as it's true. Even something negative. You can say it as if you'd say it to the guy's face. So either he said, Rashi hears, he said it, and when the guy asked him, what did you say? He said, yes. He didn't have to back off. He said it. I'd say in front of him. Or the other way, that he didn't say it looking, oh my goodness, is he hearing? He would say it, he would say it in front of him. He held that what you'd say in front of the guy, you can say to other people. We don't say it that way. Amar Rav Nachum Titili, he says what? He says, I should be rewarded. The Kayamis Shalashu B'Shah. I should be rewarded. May reward come to me because I kept the three meals of Shabbos. Amar Rav Yehuda Titili, he said, I should be rewarded. The Kayamis Iyun Tefillah, that I daven with real kavana. Amar Rav Huna Braid Rav Yehoshua Titili, I should be rewarded. Lo Sagina Arba Amos Bigle Rosh. I never walk four Amos with an uncovered head. Amar Rav Sheshes Titili, he said, I should be rewarded. The Kayamis Mitzvah Tefillin, because I did the Mitzvah Tefillin. I never walked four cubits without Tefillin. Amar Rav Nachman Titili, I should be rewarded. The Kayamis Mitzvah Tzitzis, I did the Mitzvah Tzitzis. I never walked four Amos without Tzitzis. Amar Rav Yossi, the Rabbi Yossi, Braid Rabba, Avuch B'Mayar Zaritzveh. Rabbi Yosef said to Rabbi Yosef, the son of Rabbi, he says, What was your father particularly careful about? I'm a Levi Tzitzis. He said he was particularly careful about Tzitzis. Yom Echad Habi Kosali B'Darga. One day he was going up the ladder, or going up to the upper story, Ifsik Lichuta, and one of the strings of his Tzitzis broke. the Atta, Kamadal Ramiya, and he did not come down, okay, until he on the spot, till he fixed the tzitzis. He got another string. Abaya said, Tisli, I should be rewarded. When I see a young Talmid Chacham, the Shali Mesechta, that he finishes a Mesechta, he completes a Mesechta, Avidna Yom HaTavla Rabbanan. I make a holiday for the rabbis, I make a meal for the Talmid Chacham. He was the Rosh Hashiva, he made a meal for everybody. Which he see, I always mentioned with the Siyumi here, he said, but he made the Siyumi. But somebody else finished, he made the meal. Incredible. Okay, that's the daf. Everyone have a wonderful day. Yeah.